Calling all small firm architects. It's time to tap into your full potential with Entree Architects Context and Clarity, where inspiration meets innovation. Hey, it's Mark R. LePage, founder of Entree Architect, and I'm inviting you to join my two favorite co-hosts, Jeff Eccles and Katie Kangas, as they bring together authors, experts, and thought leaders for electric conversations with entrepreneur architects around the globe. It's not just a podcast. It's a community where dreams meet action.
There's a simple equation there. And what for me, what that did, just doing that basic calculation, was it allowed me to compare what I had actually saved in my retirement accounts to what I thought a possible projected annual spend might be.
Artists are temperamental, so beautiful design is going to be a priority. When the job is done, we're going to actually need to live in the house, not live with the person who designed it. And so for me, the artistic skill, the architectural skill is most important. And so I would say like that would be 60% of it, if not more.
Gain insights to build a successful practice. Subscribe, engage, and let's redefine your future together. Join the Context and Clarity community, where every conversation adds to your blueprint for success.
We know that running a small firm is tough, and ending the year with a profit may be even tougher. That's why we created Profit for Small Firm Architects. It's a 3-module digital course, and it's available to you for free right now by visiting entrearchitect.com/freecourse. This is the Entree Architect Podcast, episode 139. Welcome back to the Entree Architect Podcast. My name is Mark R. LePage, and this is the podcast dedicated to a successful life as a small firm architect. Whether you have plans to someday start your own firm, whether you're in the process of launching a startup, or you might be an experienced small firm architect just trying to make a difference, this podcast is for you. My goal is to inspire you to build a better business so that you may pursue your purpose with passion and live the life of your dreams. As small firm architects, work-life balance plays a critical role in the success of our businesses, as well as the success of our personal lives, our families, and our friends. This week, I'll share my thoughts on living an integrated life as a small firm architect. This week's podcast episode is sponsored by the Entree Architect Get Focus course. The key to success as a small firm architect, success in life, is to change our mindset about time. The Get Focus course will help you get things done. It will help you live a stress-free, integrated life. It will help you be more successful and live a happier life by finding the time to focus on the things that truly matter most. And it's time to get started. To learn more and to get focused today, visit getfocusedcourse.com. I am a small firm architect, and I'm married to my partner. My partner, Anne-Marie McCarthy, is my partner, not only in life, but in my firm, Five Cat Studio. Our firm is in our house. Anne-Marie's studio is on the third floor, and my studio is in the basement, separated. That's how we make it work. And we have 3 kids, and those kids come and go all day long. I mean, we have limits and we have rules, but they're part of our life, and we're part of theirs, and that's the way we like it. So balance doesn't exist. We live an integrated life. And I hope that's the case for you too. The integrated life really allows us to live one continuous life. Both business and our personal life are integrated. And at times that's crazy, and at times it's wonderful. And I think for those of us small firm architects, sole practitioners, small firms, who have this situation where we're working within our homes, or even if we're trying to be full-time parents and full-time architects, when we fight this integration, I think we end up failing. It becomes a constant struggle between what's most important. Is it our firm or our family, right? We're either going to end up with a failing firm because we focused on our family, or we're going to end up with a forgotten family because we focused on our firm. And so it's critical to have an integrated life, to be intentional about that. Because when work and life are out of balance, it becomes abundantly clear, right? And you know that. When things are crazy and we're trying to make things balanced, that imbalance, when we're forcing it, is results in stress. It shows itself as stress, and lots of it. And you know what that feels like. You know what I'm talking about. When our attention and our intention are appropriately distributed between our firm and our family, that stress is reduced, right? When our attention and our intention, right? When our attention and our intention are appropriately distributed between the things that matter in our life, our firm and our family, stress is reduced. It's not necessarily balanced. It's appropriately distributed. This doesn't mean equal time in equal proportion, right? That's why it's not balanced. If you think of a scale, in order for a scale to be balanced, you have to have equal weight on one side as the other side for it to be balanced. But in reality, life doesn't work that way, right? Sometimes life is heavier on one side than the other, and then it shifts and it goes back and forth. Sometimes when work gets in the way of life, and sometimes life gets in the way of work, right? That's the way it works. And small firm architects have a very difficult time keeping work and life separate. As married partners, Anne Marie and I, you know, that's impossible. It's impossible to keep them separate. When working from a home office and when immersed in the daily activities of our children, attempting to keep work and life separate leads only to disappointment and frustration and craziness in your life. So how do we keep our stress within reasonable levels, right? We're architects, so I'm not going to be crazy here. Stress is sort of part of what we do. It's not going away. We do have clients, right? But how do we reduce that stress? How do we not let that balance become a part of that stress? How do we balance our time, our efforts, our attention between our firm and our family? Success comes when we stop trying to balance them. When we accept that our work and our life are one fully integrated experience, that allows us to distribute our time appropriately for each. When we stop fighting that attempt to be balanced, and we accept that it's one life. The way we do it is we schedule everything on one calendar. When we have all of our things on one calendar, and you may have heard me talk about this in from other directions, other points of view, to having one calendar. I think having one calendar that has your firm and your family all in one thing, in our calendar, Anne Marie's schedule is side by side with my schedule. I know what she's doing every minute of her day, and she knows what I'm doing every minute of my day. Whether it's tasks that we're trying to get accomplished, whether it's business development, whether it's bringing the kids to school, whether it's dog training, whatever it may be, we know what the other is doing. And that's right next to our most critical meetings, our client meetings, and our project scheduling, and the things that are important for our business. It's all on one calendar. And we can flip those calendars on and off. We're using Google Calendar. We're actually using Fantastical, or Mac people here. And Fantastical is a great calendar app. It works and links to Google Apps and Google Calendar. So we're actually using Google Calendar through, that's how we're sharing our calendars. And it's seamless and it's integrated. So having those side-by-side schedules really, really helps us. If it's important enough for us to stress over, then it's important enough to get it on the schedule. our client meetings and our project deadlines and our school plays and our doctor's appointments. It's all there. It's all listed side by side, and it's color coded. So I know I can just look at my calendar. I'm looking at it right now. And green is my personal things that I, you know, personal family stuff. So I know when I have to bring my kids to the swim practice, and I know when I'm going to focus on my fitness, that stuff's all green. Red are my meetings. So whenever I have a meeting, I do that. Whenever I have an online meeting for Entree Architect Academy, it's purple. So I could just look at my calendar and I know what my day is going to be filled up with, and I know how it's going to work. And I know, and I can see that the green and the red and the purple are all integrated. They're all, every day, there's some of it somewhere. So that allows me to very quickly see what's coming up and how it's going to be done. And it shows how integrated my life is. Allowing work hours into my personal time, which, you know, might be an evening meeting, right? Work hours in my personal time. Typically, my personal time is evenings and weekends, right? I don't work weekends ever. My weekends are dedicated to my kids. But sometimes I meet evenings. You know, I'm a residential architect, so very often clients can't meet during the day, so I give them an option to meet during the evening. That allows me to give myself permission in my own mind to allow my personal time into my work hours, right? So I don't, without any guilt, I will take a day off to go to a kid's swim meet or to pick up one of my kids from school when they need to be picked up and moved around. And so it, because it's seamless and because it's all integrated, there's no guilt and therefore there's no stress. And living a balanced life, an integrated life, it's not easy. It's not easy. Sometimes I say it's like balancing an elephant on a beach ball. It's difficult. It's not about equal time every day or sacrificing one thing for another. It's about being intentional and living a life that we choose to live. It's about being productive and efficient with our work, so we have the time to do the things that really matter, the things that matter most in our life, in both our firm and our family. So I have a question for you. This is going to be a short episode here because I have a question for you. How do you live an integrated life? How do you integrate your work and your life? I want to know. Do you have any tips that will help listeners, the Entree Architect community, live a more balanced, integrated life, a more integrated life? I want you to go over to the Entree Architect Facebook group, and I want you to share your thoughts. I have a quick link for you. EntreeArchitect.com/group will get you there. It's a private group, so you have to request membership. It's free, but it's filled with almost 1,000 small firm architects, and it is incredibly active. Every day, people are posting in there. Every post gets 30 to 40 to 50 comments. It is a great group, and I want you to be part of it. EntreeArchitect.com/group will get you there, and I want you to answer my question. I'm going to post over there right now when I finish recording here. How do you live a balanced life? How do you have an integrated life? How do you integrate your work and your life? I want to know. Go over to entreearchitect.com/group and let me know how that works. Complete show notes and a direct link to download this episode will be found at entreearchitect.com/episode139. And don't forget to visit getfocusedcourse.com and learn how to get things done, how to focus on the things that matter most. GetFocusedCourse.com will get you there. My name is Mark Arlepage, and I am an entrepreneur architect, and I encourage you to build a better business so you can be a better architect. Love, learn, and share what you know. Thanks for listening. Have a great week.
From historic homes to modern architecture, brick is one of the most popular building materials around the world.
How to allow the house to bridge the gap between the history of the site, the approachability of this kind of architecture in this kind of neighborhood, and this sort of nostalgia of materiality for the client's past, right? And Brick really started to provide an answer for that.
Hi, I'm Doug Pat, and this is Design Vault. There aren't many materials that easily blend with any style and context, but brick does just that. I've seen some extraordinary work with brick, so when Glengarry approached me about hosting this podcast, I couldn't say no.
Typically, Tudor-style houses from outside are just stunningly gorgeous piece of structure. And when you go in, it's just sad.
Yeah.
Dark. And that is not going to happen with my approach to design.
I speak with industry leaders and share inspiring stories behind their work and ingenious design.
You'll see brick that's fashioned into basket weave patterns, sawtooth patterns, what's known in England as diapering.
Doesn't sound like you knew them per se, right? They found you through relationships that you had with other.
Well, wait, Doug, there's more.
Okay. We'll go behind the scenes to understand process and even the inspiration that sparked the design.
You know, I think we were inspired by all the factory buildings in Dumbo. I mean, that is the kind of period of significance, that early American factory building.
Design Vault by Glengarry. Visit glengarry.com/design-vault or search for Design Vault wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe now to stretch your imagination.
Attention architects and creative minds, get ready to supercharge your brand with Build Your Brand, the podcast that's unlocking the secrets of branding success for creatives. Hey there, it's Mark Arlepage, founder of Entree Architect, and I'm inviting you to join my friend, architect marketing expert, Jeff Eccles at Build Your Brand podcast, where he explores the captivating stories of the world's top brands and transforms their lessons into powerful moves for small firm architects and creatives like you. In season one, Jeff shares the thrilling tale of Southwest Airlines, where he dissects their journey to the summit and distills it into strategies tailor-made for you.
It's important to keep in mind that companies like Southwest compete in the real world, just like you, and face real-world challenges, just like you. You might be surprised at how similar those challenges are to the struggles that you grapple with on a day-to-day basis.
Don't miss out on your blueprint for success. Subscribe, tune in, and let's build your brand together.
You may have noticed that the very best brands in the world are also known for having somewhat unique corporate cultures. That's often the glue that holds everything together when they encounter those rough spots.
We don't do it because it inconveniences the passengers to whom we are primarily dedicated, the short-haul frequent flyer.
Follow the link in the show notes to subscribe to Build Your Brand today. Remember, no matter the size, the journey's the same. Your brand's journey to the top starts here.